This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/cag. Podcast episode number 545. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's also had a leak at Walmart, Wombat.
What? Did I miss something?
Shipwreck, did you get it?
I got it. Wombat pees at Walmart. Right.
You didn't hear about the Walmart leak? The big E3 Walmart leak?
No,
You missed that?
What?
I guess.
What are you doing on social media?
You'll learn about it later in the show.
I guess when we get to it, I'll find out about it. Like a listener. Yeah, no, I was not. I'm honestly not keeping abreast of much news about things, you know, at the actual E3 event since I won't be there.
Oh, so. Well, get ready. Hold on to your seatbelts, Wombat.
Too good for E3.
I am too good for E3. You know, it's funny. My wife asked me today. She's like, are you going to E3 or not?
What?
Like, are you crazy? Are you a crazy person? So.
She thought you were going to E3?
She just didn't. She had this moment where, I guess, age. I'll call it age.
She just wanted to say.
She forgot.
What was that, Ship?
Yeah. I did not say anything.
Sorry. I thought I heard you.
I guess she forgot. I don't know.
She just wanted to say E3, I think.
I guess so. I'm trying to figure that out. I will say this much. My house right now is currently strewn is the word I'm going to use, with pieces of a loft bed that we bought for my son that has to be put together. Just pieces everywhere right now.
You should take some pictures and share that.
How about I build it and then take some pictures?
I have a feeling you're going to regret not hiring somebody to build this for you.
I actually said it, well, you know, because it's technically not too late, but my wife's like, no, we could do it. You and I will do it. It'll be great. I'm like, all right, we'll do it. It'll be great. I mean, I've built furniture before. It's not like I've never done that before.
With your wife?
But, yeah.
Seems like a good way to get a speedy divorce. It's like,
so,
stop off at IKEA.
The swing set in the backyard is still standing, so, you know.
And you're still married.
And we're still married.
Well, there goes that theory. All right. Yes. After some very failed, not failed, but inferior craftsmanship for my IKEA assemblies, I decided that I should probably just leave this to the professionals.
I don't disagree with you. And, you know, again, I'm sort of flip-flopping on the whole scenario, but we'll see what happens. I will say, first I'll say hello to Shipwreck.
Hello, hi. Shipwreck. I can put together furniture.
I bet you can. See, that doesn't surprise me.
It's not that hard.
Well, you're an engineer, though.
Right, and they give you instructions.
They give you instructions, and it's there aren't that many pieces. I mean, yes, it's a loft bed, so it's not like it's like a flat bed frame, but still.
I just remember buying a dresser from IKEA, and it took me 5 hours or something like that. And then
that seems crazy.
What's that? But it was a dresser. Crazy. It was a big dresser. It was very tall, so there were like a lot of drawers to put together. It was just like there was a lot of shit to put together, and probably I had to undo it a few times because I probably fucked it up. And I remember at the end of the 5 hours or however long it took, it was like pretty wobbly. So even after all that, it still sucked. And there was no way.
I feel like that's your problem and not IKEA's.
I get it. So Ship, you said you could put together furniture, but Ty asked me at dinner tonight if you could build a barbecue.
Build a barbecue?
Yeah, not assemble a barbecue.
What do you mean?
I mean like engineer and build it.
I guess I could, but why would I? I don't know how to like weld and stuff.
Okay, so that's a no.
So I would have to learn cheat on that.
You'd have to learn or hire somebody.
Right.
I guess you could. Yeah, like that counts though. If you hired a guy to weld, that still counts as you building a barbecue.
I guess. Barbecues, you could just go to a store and buy one of those.
He knows that, but he is trying to...
And they're not that hard to put together.
I think he's trying to just gauge how close you are to Tony Stark, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't know that for sure, but now that I think about it.
Because Tony Stark's making a lot of barbecues.
I don't know why. Well, we just bought a barbecue. Maybe that's why he asked.
Oh, okay. That's why he's got it on it.
Yeah. It's coming next week.
Okay.
Nice. Yes.
Good. And I don't have to put it together because it came with free assembly.
Nice.
How's that outdoor speaker treating you, Shipwreck?
It's good. I've got my whole outdoor setup now.
Because that was a pretty good, that was a good Target clearance find.
Yes, I got, Target has Altec Lansing Sonic Boom speakers, is what they're called.
They're called, your neighbors are calling the police now, speakers?
Yes.
They're, not in his neighborhood.
My neighbors are, they're fine.
They're deaf.
They're not that close. They're kind of close, but not to where it would be a problem. Right. But there's these pretty big, large, portable speakers. I would guess, I don't know, they're probably about 12 to 16 inches tall, somewhere in that range. And they charge, so they have lithium ion battery. They charge, they're like 50 hours worth of charge on this thing.
It's like basically a big battery and a speaker attached to it.
Yeah. And you can like charge your cell phones and everything off of it. It's got Bluetooth.
Oh, that's cool.
You can actually plug in. It has to be, if you're going to do this, it has to be plugged in, but you can actually plug in two other, like just normal size plug things. If you need to power something else off of it.
Weird, but cool.
But yeah, I'm using it with, it was on sale for 50% off at Target. It was normally 200. It was $100.
That's not bad.
No. And you can link up to 50 of these things together.
Well, you should have looked for more.
Right. My Target only had one.
Oh. There's more Targets in Ohio than that one.
If I can just go to 50 more Targets.
You could move your house 10 feet backwards if you play them all at the same time.
Right. But it sounds nice. It's not like the best speaker I've ever heard, but for what it's doing, it's pretty good. And so I have a 100-inch portable screen that I can set up in my backyard now. I tweeted out a picture of it earlier, and I also have a Pico projector.
Is that like one of those portable?
Yeah, it's a little portable, can run for 2 hours on a charge. In that I can just plug my iPad or iPhone, whatever, into that. It takes HDMI, but you can also just do that. And yeah, backyard movies.
That's pretty sweet.
That's awesome. Enjoy. I found a good clearance find in Target this week too. So
what was it?
But not, don't leave us not hanging. Speaker. I got, ready for this? 1,000 thread count sheets.
That's too many. It's too many threads.
The Star Wars ones.
It's funny. My wife yelled at me on Saturday night that we needed new sheets. Yelled is also a strong word.
Suggested in a reasonable way.
Yes, so I was in Target and they had sheets. And as a joke, I sent her the picture of the Avengers sheets. They make queen-size Avengers sheets, which I thought was interesting in itself. So I snapped that picture and texted it to my wife and said, how about these? And she called me. Then she yelled.
She really thought you were going to get them?
Yeah, I'm like, I was kidding. That was a joke. And then I was looking, they had 1,000 thread count sheets marked down from $150 to $42.
So when you lie naked on them, does it feel like you're an Egyptian pharaoh?
They feel almost like silk.
It's too slippery though, no?
Not quite. I'd never had 1,000 thread count sheets. I think the most I ever had before this was 300.
Shit, like a peasant.
So, yeah, exactly. Like, what kind of loser am I that I only have these 300 thread count sheets when there's 1,000 thread count sheets right there?
Shit.
So I figured I had to give them a shot. We just put them on the bed, though, for the first time tonight. So let's get the show over with so I can go masturbate in my new...
It's disgusting.
Sheets.
Break those sheets in.
I can't even make a joke because I threw up. Because
I already did. I threw up that joke mouth. Was good enough. That was a
Target's
good enough
good.
Joke.
I like Target.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also like Target. How about some show feedback?
Sure. Are you starting with this one?
I don't. Why don't you tell? It's your story mostly.
It's your story because you started it.
Oh. All right. Well, it's not really show feedback, but it sort of kind of is. Kumail Nanjiani, the Oscar nominee.
Yes.
Actor extraordinaire.
Nanjiani?
Yes. I'm reading it to make sure I get it right.
Okay.
He posted a tweet saying that he made a joke basically saying that he decided to lower the difficulty on God of War, and he made some sort of joke about it. And I said, I remember that Wombat mentioned that he did the same thing on a recent episode of the show. So I made a tweet back at him and I went, "Hey, Wombat, you guys have got something in common." And, now where's his tweet? Now I can't even find it.
I thought you linked to it.
I did, but there's so many replies to it.
Really?
Oh, hold on.
"After some very deep soul searching conversation, we decided to bump the difficulty down of God of War. Please respect my privacy during this time." Then he mentions that he didn't bump it down from easy to, he didn't bump it down from medium to easy. He bumped it down from hard
to default.
To default. So then.
And then I told him, I basically said that, "Oh, I guess I was wrong. You don't have anything in common." And then Kumail made a joke saying that, "Oh, yeah, he doesn't. What do you think? He sucks at games." Oh, he says, "Yes, thank you for clarifying. I know how to play video games."
Yeah. And making fun of
him. Making sure that everybody knows that he knows that Wombat sucks at games.
Yep.
So that's pretty much the greatest thing that ever happened.
That an Oscar nominee is aware that I'm bad at games.
I mean, that's pretty cool. It's tough because that time when you were the featured Xbox Live gamer and you just had those nonstop recordings of people telling you that you suck at games, even though those people were nobodies, you have the recording of it and it was just like one after another. And also they came in text form too. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty solid as well. So let's just celebrate both of these things as being awesome. I think that's the real
thing. Did you guys play any Injustice yet?
We have not. No. We were supposed to hook up for some Injustice action, Injustice 2 versus, because I'm pretty confident that I could win, even though I haven't really played at all.
I never said that your confidence was unfounded either.
I recognize this. It doesn't mean that I would gloat less over winning. It would probably be about the same.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, if you beat me, I'd be like, yep, you did.
Right, you're not claiming to be, you only claim to play a lot of Injustice 2, not to be good at it. That's what you're
saying. Exactly. That is a 100% accurate statement. I played some before we did this show.
Yes, and my claim would be, likewise, I don't play a lot of Injustice 2, but I'll probably win anyway.
Yeah, and I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that everybody should be able to watch. And who knows? Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yep.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
So.
All right. How about some real show feedback instead of the fake Hollywood feedback that we had?
Sure.
Well, you okay?
Sorry. Yes. No. What?
I don't know. That was a weird, like, okay. Sure. I thought you, like, fell over or something.
No.
Okay.
No. I was adjusting my microphone as I said it, so maybe that's why. Yeah. So I'll read these two one after another. Gorgo had to say, "Good show as always, but what the fuck with that final song?" And Porks had to say, on the flip side, "That final song was awesome. What was that, your own creation?"
Yeah, I think I got those on Twitter too. The same exact thing, basically.
So people seem to be happy and or unhappy with your final song.
The funny thing is that I realized after I got people saying, like, "What the fuck was that final song?" and it was really out of place and things like that, is that I realized that we've been doing this show for so long that I did that, like, I don't know, it was like 14 years ago or something like that.
What was the final song?
It was the take a lick of Mega Man, because we were talking about the Mega Man carts.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I was like, oh, let me just throw this on there.
It was vulgar.
Oh, it's super vulgar. And I remember I looked up the old post that I made on CAG about it, and I have a huge disclaimer that I wrote, like, this song does not, I do not agree with the principles behind this song. I merely think that these two songs work well together. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, that was Take a Lick of Mega Man. If you didn't like that, definitely don't look up Ass and Tetris. But if you did, look it up on YouTube.
That one's tamer.
Yeah, because it's just ass.
No, it's not really.
Ass,
because
ass,
it's not. It's DJ Assault, and he's pretty hardcore. So, you know, I think, like, stupid-ass bitches who need to wash up, don't get mad if you don't want to fuck. You need soap and water. Soap and water. Water, 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 water.
That's not in Ass and Tetris.
Yeah,
that's the version I've heard.
It's not? Maybe I didn't get to that part when I was making it.
Maybe not.
You remember what's in there?
You know what I think? You know what I think? You, if the real thing is, I think you need better taste in music, Chibi, because that all sounds.
First of all, like I said, 14 years ago, maybe not 14. That sounds like, I don't know when.
Still an adult.
Barely. I'm barely an adult now. Let's not get carried away with ourselves. Yeah. When was no? Take a Lick. It was.
How did it chart? Look at the charts.
I'm looking it up on Google. Yeah, I don't know. Where's the cheap ass gamer thread? I don't know. The point is, I recognize that it's it was 2004, so 14 years ago, May 10th. Shit, it's like exactly wow, it's exactly 14 years ago today. How about that?
Your rain started, Cheapy. By the way,
my who?
The rain that you were worried about starting while we were doing the show.
Oh, yeah. It ended already for us here.
Oh, I just got it. I'm glad we brought in the bed frame from outside today.
That was a good call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about some Watch This Bitches then?
Okay. Are we gonna tease that we're going to do an Avenger spoiler cast at the end of
this?
Yes,
we are. I saw it. We went this weekend and we saw it in glorious 2D IMAX and had fantastic seats. No,
how was the picture?
Everybody was. Oh, the movie?
No, like the actual picture.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. We go to the one in Westbury, the Westbury IMAX. It's always good.
Excellent.
Can't go wrong there.
Nope.
The only problem is the seats don't recline. But it's okay. It's worth it.
I don't think any IMAX.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Are you going to theaters where the picture isn't very good?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I went to one. I went to my local one, which is, you know, it's an independent.
Yeah, I bet that picture is kind of iffy.
It was one time I went with Ty to see, I think it was Moana.
Okay.
And during the trailers, like, it was blurry. And I thought, like, I've never had this happen before. So I thought, like, oh my God, I'm getting old. Like, so I asked Ty, I'm like, does this look weird to you? Like, blurry? And he's like, yeah, it's blurry. So I went out and I told them and they fixed it, because I think they use like digital projectors. And
that's why I was wondering why,
because I don't know, they can still,
why you could get a bad picture,
they still can fuck it up. Because I saw Last Jedi at the same place.
I mean they can make it so it's not focused correctly,
but there was some weird shit going on with Last Jedi too that I think was the fault of the projector. But yeah, I don't know, and I don't go to the movies that often because they keep fucking them up. Can't show it properly. But yeah, we like that. We
come to my backyard.
What's that? Yeah, your backyard would be perfect. Plenty of leg room.
Yeah.
As long as the movie's not longer than 2 hours, we're good.
Why?
I can plug it in. But yes.
So we're not going to talk about Avengers at all?
Later.
We are at the end of the show. We'll see.
Don't say anything.
I read all of Avengers versus Thanos.
How is that?
Isn't it?
So is that just a compilation of a bunch of comic books? Because you were showing me single issues. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's on Kindle. It's one of the free with Prime books that you can read. It's
okay.
455 pages of.
That's a lot of pages.
Compilations of comics from his first appearance in Iron Man. There's a lot of Captain Marvel comics. There's a lot of. Warlock comics, and then some odds and ends of actual like Avengers and some of those like team up like Spider-Man and Thing team up comics.
I like those.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was interesting. I mean, it was free on Prime. I have that new iPad that I'm reading comics on. So I was curious as to, cause I'd never read like the origins of Thanos.
Mm-hmm. Isn't his name Thanos?
Thanos.
Not, whatever.
Thanos is like somebody else. Thanos. I think.
What? It doesn't matter. It's how I pronounce it.
I see. I hear. I mean.
Yes. How many times have I actually had to hear that name said?
A lot in the movie.
Not that much.
They talk about him a lot.
Sure.
They just don't have anybody from Cincinnati.
Right. They don't have people from Cincinnati saying it.
Hawkeye wasn't there. Isn't that where he's from?
It could be.
Oh, spoiler. I fucked it up.
I don't think that's a spoiler too much.
If that ruined the movie for somebody, I don't know what to say.
No, it's worth reading the comics. I mean, they're all from like the 70s, so there's that bit of charm to them.
Yeah, they could be a little long-winded sometimes. I find 70s comics tend to be heavier on text than they probably need to be.
I've never read much of the cosmic stuff from back then. And mm-hmm. It didn't seem overly heavy on text. I mean, I tore through it pretty quickly. But and then I also read Thanos Rising, which was like a 2013 5-part series.
Okay.
And that's the difference between 1970s comics and 2000s comics is that the 2000 comics are really depressing and dark.
So did you get a new appreciation for any characters that you didn't appreciate before? Like, are you now like a Captain Marvel fan? Or
there's this guy named Peter.
Other than Peter? One panel Peter?
Yeah, there's in one of the Warlock comics, there's this one panel where Warlock turns, like his future self is this guy called, what is it?
The Magus.
Magus, yes. Magus, Magus. And he calls this guy in one panel by his name, Peter. And this guy is like, he's an alien dude. Like, he kind of looks like Yondu kind of looking guy. More wizardy.
Sure.
But I have no idea why they did. Like, this guy's name is, like, everybody else has these really weird names. And this is just like Peter, the alien guy hanging out.
It's probably like somebody's friend in real life. And he just, like, threw his name in there.
It could be, I don't know, or else he could be integral to.
It comes later,
right? I did Warlock. I did not know much about him, and it gets pretty deep into him. I'll be interested to see if they work him into the movies somehow at some point.
Spoiler alert for Guardians of the Galaxy 2? But you know, was he in there?
Is that a thing?
Well, they make a hint about that at the.
That's right, they do. Yeah, I had forgotten about that.
Yep.
So, from reading the comics, that would make sense. There's definitely stuff in the comics that I instantly recognized as being parts of the movie. I would say of Infinity War.
Cool.
Even though this is pre-Infinity War stuff, they still went back and grabbed some stuff from this older stuff.
Might as well.
Check it out. It's free.
Cool.
If you have Amazon Prime.
Cool. Maybe I will. I mean, I have it all on Marvel Unlimited, so I was able to dig up the issues. Like, you would point to something, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can see that, too.
I could check out Peter.
Because I want it to be cool like Chipprick.
Sure.
Yes, reading 1970s comics.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to be cool. Oh, that's what that was. Okay.
Yes. Were you reading those comics when you fell asleep and your wife was locked out and she's contacting people on Twitter to see if we can get in touch with you via Xbox?
That was so funny.
Reading Thanos Rising and I fell asleep. Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Really?
Yeah. I told you
those comics could be a little long-winded.
No. This was the 2013 one.
That's even funny.
I'd already finished all those.
Yeah.
I don't know. This was a little bit more long-winded and depressing, and I was just like, I'm going to fall asleep. And I fell asleep.
That's really funny.
Apparently, when I fall asleep and my wife is locked out of the house, she takes to the internet to try to get the internet to wake me
up. Did. Yeah, she got random people like trying to get in touch with you over Xbox Live. Like, no, he's not on. Must be reading comics and sleeping. That's why you need a smart door lock. Never get locked out.
Yep.
That's why she needs a key.
Or a key. All right.
What else did we watch here?
Legion. This season, Legion is fantastic. I can't even believe that this show is on TV. I feel like I'm in the MoMA. I mean, the MoMA. Or actually, PS1. Any, like, modern museum, basically, that shows weird videos. They somehow managed to fit some weird scenes into every episode. And it's just a miracle that this show is on TV. It's great. It's really great. Wombat, you're not watching this at all?
I never finished the first season.
Oh, it's so good.
I know. I just never, I don't know. Do they ever tie it into anything else X-Men related or
that? I probably wouldn't even know, to be honest, because I didn't even know who this Warlock guy you were talking about was for. I just, you know, stayed quiet, pretending like I can't.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone loves Warlock.
Right, I love that dude.
He's my favorite. Yeah. The time he did the thing with the stuff.
That's my man.
That's actually his last name. His first name's Adam.
It's Adam Warlock.
Oh, that guy.
And there's another character named Warlock that it'll probably be in another movie next year.
Too many.
Because that's not confusing enough.
Anyway, you should watch Legion. It's good. It's Aubrey Plaza's in it from Parks and Recreation. It's just like really well done. It's crazy.
Cool.
At NWR, Drew MG writes in and asks if I'd finished Cobra Kai because he wants my review. You guys haven't watched it, right?
I watched an episode and a half.
Oh, you did?
I don't have YouTube.
Red.
The first two episodes are free, so I figured I knew Chibi was going to ask about it.
See, I didn't know. Ship, so, see, no excuses.
I didn't know it was free.
Only the first two episodes. So
that's,
I'm like,
all
I'm
gonna watch anyways.
I'll watch the first two episodes, and I made it through about an episode and a half. I was like, all right, I get it. So, what did you think?
No, I only watched the first episode. Still,
I watched a little more than
you did because
the first episode I liked. It is. It's good. It's very good, and I get it. I mean, I get the nostalgia thing, but
it's not. It's like I was expecting some cheesy mess.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not a cheesy mess. They do take it seriously, and poor Johnny.
But even still, they manage. They do inject some cheese in a way, but it's not. I don't know. They do it proper. Like in the first episode, there's, you know, he's driving and listening. You got the 80s music playing, and it's just like a scene out of Rocky IV, basically. But it works. And you're sort of laughing, but also like empathetic to the characters.
It's a little cringy at times.
Well, like I said, I've only watched the first episode. I feel like I can convince Mrs. Cheapy to watch it, but I have to, you know, go back and watch the first episode with her and then move forward.
Has she seen The Karate Kid?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a fair question.
It is. I think I asked her if she had seen it too.
Okay. Yeah.
How are the nose honks?
There are none because Pat Morita's dead.
Honk, honk. Too soon? No. He died a long time ago.
He did die a long time ago. I just hope John Kreese shows up.
Anyway, it's pretty great. So, I mean, just the first episode. And I think about it a lot, even though I've only watched the first episode. I think about how did this get made, too.
I kind of got through the second. Like, the second episode, I started it, and I was like, eh.
Did you go back to back?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Didn't they announce a season two of this already?
Yes.
Yeah? It's good, dude.
Yeah. They announced they're going to make more. I did watch a little more of Black Lightning, because they put that on Netflix.
Yes, I saw that.
That show's pretty good.
Okay.
I've been watching that on the train. I also watched the 2-hour-long documentary on the life of Bob Hope. That was very interesting.
Of course you did.
Uh-huh. That's also on Netflix now.
Oh, God. All right.
If you ever wanted to know about Bob Hope and you know.
Did you get any farther in the week of?
No.
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 That's a good question. Oh,
I didn't watch it again.
No, you made it through. You're one of the few who made it through in one sitting. That's like a pretty. Mm-hmm. That's pretty bold.
The next season of The Toys That Made Us comes out next week, so we'll have that.
At Oh, no. Who is this? This is Hawk Sung Kai from our Discord channel wrote in, and he said, I got a cagbag question. Did Adam Sandler change or did our senses of humor change? I made it 24 minutes into the week of. It's the first movie I went to Netflix's settings to see if I could delete it from ever showing up again. No, I think he changed.
Yeah, because I still find, you know, his first album, we still quote with my friends.
Well, those movies, the early movies, there were jokes in them.
Yeah, Billy Madison.
There were funny jokes in those and silly, yeah, like slapstick stuff. I mean, there's a lot of...
He's not silly anymore.
I don't know what it is.
It's just him. It's the same thing we talked about last week. It's, he doesn't have to do anything more than just be him, and he gets paid to do that. So... it's just him and his friends, and they loosely put together a script, right, and they go with it.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do more.
Right. Right. Well, there is a reason if you...
to entertain people.
To make it, yeah, I mean, to put out to a good product, maybe. Like, just because people will buy it anyway and consume it anyway, it doesn't mean harder.
It seems harder.
Well, yeah, of course it's harder.
Why not just do the bare minimum and still make a lot of money?
He's already wealthy. He doesn't need to make any more money, but I don't know.
So maybe he should just not make the movie.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the thing.
Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe
that's the key. Yeah.
Or maybe just do something else. I don't know. Who am I to tell him what to do?
He's got to keep all of his friends employed.
Yeah.
That's really it. And his nephew. His nephew that's now in everything also.
It's a lot of pressure.
I get that. Mm-hmm. But that, even more so, like, if you're going to put your friends in a movie and your relatives in a movie, wouldn't you want the movie to be as good as it could be?
So then they could be put in other movies by other people, and you could stop putting them in your movie.
Or maybe not as good as it can be, but how about not embarrassingly horrible? Because,
yeah,
like, you can barely make it through a half an hour.
Oh, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
Bad movie.
You should watch Game Over, man.
I told you I made it to the condom scene.
I know. You need to get over that hump and watch more of it.
I don't like those types of movies so much.
It's got some grossness in it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It gets super gross.
I'm not into that. I'm too old now. All right. Sorry. Don't worry, you're right behind me. You'll be too old for that soon.
I'm sure I will be. I'm trying to think of anything else that I have to watch. Nothing really. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is almost done for the season, but we'll talk about that in at the end of the show. That's going to come up.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just wish a quick happy birthday to Cheap Ass Gamer. It's the 15-year anniversary of Cheap Ass Gamer's beginning. So that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Here's a little comment from Shazam from the Discord channel. He says, well, I'm sure I'm speaking for everyone. Hopefully the CAGcast has been with me for over 10 years. So this is not related to Cheap Ass Gamer, but hey, CAGcast has been 13 years.
Yeah, that's right there with it.
Jane nothing. He says, the CAGcast has been with me for over 10 years, and I really appreciate the work you guys do. It's gotten me through highs and lows. So I just want to say a big thank you for the time you've all put in and the shows you've done. Will the CAGcast be continuing into the future, or is there an end date in sight? I can only hope the former. Thanks, CAG crew.
Well, this is it. This is the last episode.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you guys. You know, it's going to be sad to give it all up, but... everything has to have an end. Right. And this is it right now.
See, goodbye. Bread's done. I want the last bread's done. I claim it.
Damn it. No, now we have to do another show next week.
Oh, fine. All right, let's just finish this show too.
Okay. And we'll do another show next week.
I also wanted to congratulate Player One Podcast, who just published their 600th episode.
Congratulations, guys. So
that's a pretty big achievement.
It is a big achievement.
How long have they been going on for? About the same.
I think not as long as us, yet they do have done more episodes.
Right. We you know.
We're lazy.
We were lazy.
I think they were doubling up for a while to catch up.
What a bunch of jerks.
Right.
What a bunch of hardworking jerks.
Right. Making us look bad.
Ugh.
You can just number the next one 600 and we'll be fine.
Yeah, no one will care. Who's gonna challenge that?
I think we should be a little more
season 2 episode 600.
Or maybe you call it CAGcast. The next one would be 546 and the episode title will be episode 600.
Huh. And then when the next episode comes, people will be all messed up. We can pretty much do whatever we want.
Yep.
You can just start Roman numerals.
Episode.
Then you can just start
1,000.
Just start re-releasing the old episodes, just with ads in them.
Good call.
Oh, I like that idea.
How about like with music behind them and stuff and sound effects, like the remastered? That's too much work. Adam Sandler would not approve.
Just stick the ads in there and you're fine.
Yeah. Adam Sandler would approve your method. Definitely not mine. All right, before we...
New releases?
Yeah, before we do the new releases, how about a word from our...
Speaking of advertisements
that are being inserted into old shows. Harry's, our good friends at Harry's. I just, I think our last Harry's ad, last time you joined us, I had just bought all three of the Holy Trinity, the shaving cream, the post-shave balm, and the face wash, which I think is new. It was new to me. I never seen it before. But I can happily report that they're all excellent, and I've been using them all a lot. The men's face wash smells like peppermint, and you want to eat yourself after you wash your face, which is kind of weird, but it's pretty good, actually. That's something you want to look forward to, is wanting to eat yourself. But of course, you know, Harry's got a special offer for our listeners. They do stand by the quality of their blades, and they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a special trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/keg. Of course, Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. And you know that the founder started the company because they were just fed up with paying high prices at the drugstore for razor blades. And by selling directly to you over the internet, they can sell them to you for half the price. And if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days and they'll give you a full refund. The special trial offer, you'll get a $13 value set that comes with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. So please go to harrys.com/keg and check out that trial offer. We know you're going to like it because we all use it and we like it. And everyone who's ever got it said that they like it. Right?
Right.
Right. All right. You know what else we like? New releases.
New releases. I've been playing a little bit of Descenders, which is a new release for Xbox One. I know it's been out for PC for a little while.
Yes.
How is that? I saw some of that on the line, and it looks interesting. Is it interesting?
It is. It's in early access still. I haven't checked out the PC version to see what the differences are yet.
I have.
Okay.
But I don't know I don't have the Xbox version.
Okay. So I will say the graphics look very much like a PUBG early access type of thing. They're not the prettiest to look at.
They're definitely going for a minimalist vibe in general. I don't know what it looks like on Xbox. On PC it looks okay.
Okay. I mean it looks okay. Yeah. It's not gonna blow you away with the graphics. It's got Xbox One X enhanced graphics as well, but it's just the art style and the sparseness of it.
Yes. They're definitely going for this minimalist feel. The music also is sort of in that vein as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like
the music. But it's like a realistic looking look to it as well, which is what that art style throws me off.
So did you say what kind of game this is yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a BMX, downhill BMX game where the courses are procedurally generated. And you can do tricks, and that builds up like your rep meter to like where it unlocks new stuff for you in the game, new just like t-shirts and pants and stuff like that. But it's not like really like a Tony Hawk game where you're just doing tricks.
Right.
The main focus is to get to the end of the track without wrecking, because you have a set number of lives and you're trying to get through a whole bunch of levels in one run. Basically
it's a roguelike BMX downhill procedural BMX game.
Yeah.
sort of.
But the procedural part of it makes it so it's not terrible to like wipe out all your lives and then you're like, oh, I didn't get anything.
Right. It's not that punishing.
In no, that way. It's not.
How's the frame rate on Xbox?
That's a little bit of the issue as well. Like it's fine. It's not like PUBG when that launched. But it is like it's got that early access frame rate going.
Mm. Yeah, the PC had the same. I mean, I got a beast of a machine here, and it was like, don't care, fuck you.
Right. It works well, but the controls take a little bit of getting used to because of that, because it feels like you're constantly overturning or underturning. I got the hang of it like my second or third time through.
Yeah.
But
it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I do like the feel of it. It is. And I hope that
I don't want to make it sound like it's terrible.
No, it's really good.
It's early access and it's good.
Yeah.
But it's got all these issues that come with early access.
Yeah. They just, once they iron that stuff out, it's definitely going to be worth checking out. But I haven't checked in on the PC side for a few months now. So I don't know where they're at there, but yeah, Descenders is pretty cool. I was too embarrassed to ask for a review copy for the Xbox version as well.
They just sent me one.
Yeah.
So I actually had bought it on PC previously and not gotten around to playing it yet.
Oh, wow.
And then they just sent me an Xbox one. So.
Yeah. No, I checked the same to see if it was the same guy who I got the PC code from, and it was. So I was like, I don't want to be that guy. Anyway, it's cool. Check it out.
Yep.
What else?
Also out for... I know Wombat and I got some review codes for Dragon's Crown Pro. Have you tried that yet, Wombat?
I did play a little bit of that. That game is weird.
That game is weird, and it looks fantastic now, though.
It does look good. It's a good-looking game. This is that game... okay, for those who remember, it's got the ladies in it with
anime titty, Wombat is the word you're looking for. Anime titty.
Yes, there's a lot of that. I was going to say well-endowed, buxom
characters. They're beyond that. It's to the extreme. Yeah,
I'm playing as the dude. I the default name for him was Bert, and that made me laugh. So I'm playing as Bert the knight.
How are his titties?
They don't move, but he's got a tiny little head on a gigantic body.
Like Beetlejuice.
Like it. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say it looks like someone stuck a Tic Tac on a football player, but it's fine. At its core, it's just really like a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Those are good. I like those.
Yeah, me too. I was saying, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's got that really interesting art style, and there's some, you know, RPG elements and, you know, upgradable gear stuff. So it's kind of cool, you know. I think $50 might be a bit much, but...
Is this a like a PS4 Pro? It's called Pro, so it must be...
Yeah, it's... A remake of the original, so they didn't really add anything, but the graphics
it's 4K now, I guess,
vastly improved.
So they made it look a lot better,
it makes a difference in a game like this, where like a big draw to it is the art to begin with.
I agree with that. I still think 50 is a little steep.
Sure, it'll come down.
Yeah,
why not throw it out there for 50 and then
sink in a few hardcore people, and then when it drops down to like 20 or so, it'll probably be a better thing. Also, when there's probably a little less to play, so that's another.
So many,
thing.
So many games and so many long games.
I know. Ship, did you buy Laser League?
I did not. Did you? How about you, Cheapy?
No. Unlike you, Ship, I bear no ill will towards the game of Laser League or the PR company that was repping Laser League at E3 when they really offended you by not telling you.
I was not offended. It was just it was not a fun demo.
I get it.
So for those that did not listen to that E3 episode or whatever, when we went and demoed Laser League at E3, they walked us over, and Laser League, first of all, to explain the game, it's a four-player where it's a two-on-two type of sport type of game.
Minimalist, again. Let's use that
minimalistic
word again.
Sport where you don't want to get hit by lasers of the opposite team's color. And like lasers are turned on and off throughout the grid and everything. So you're not like directly attacking the other players necessarily, but you're trying to set up traps basically for them. So we had this demo as we were looking forward to it. This is by the same guys who did, what was that skateboarding game called? I really liked it.
Yes, I know what you mean. The 2D one, right?
Yeah, the 2D.
Ollie just, something?
Ollie, yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think that was what it was called.
Yes.
Something like that. So looking forward to it, and they like walk us over, and they're like, okay, here's the game, and they hand us the controllers.
It's two on
we're
two.
Playing against, yeah, it's, we're playing against two other people, so GP and I are in the same team. And they don't really explain to us what's going on.
Little by little, people, they're dropping.
Right. They're dropping like little pieces of knowledge to us. But the other people we're playing against have been playing the game for like 20 minutes. And they know all of the controls, and they're like teaching them like strategies of how to defeat us.
Advanced tactics.
Like, yeah, advanced tactics. And like, so we're getting fed information, but then the team that we're playing against is getting fed like higher level information to where
better totally, information, real information.
Right, yeah. Like we would be like given like, I don't remember the exact what was going on, but we'd like be given like, okay, this is how you activate this device. And this is what this icon does. There's a lot of icons that you have to know what they are. They're not like self-explanatory. And so we'd like go and get that icon, but then the other team would know how to reverse that icon immediately to where the lasers would come and kill us instead of it activating like what we were just told.
Yes.
So
it's one of my favorite demos ever, because just to see Shipwreck get so upset. I mean, it wasn't like upset, like, but
annoyed and angry,
but at a Shipwreck level, it's as upset as I've ever seen him.
And right. It was just not a fun experience. Like when I'm trying to like,
right.
I'm trying to demo your game. Like, right.
You don't want forces working against you unfairly when you're trying to demo a game.
So you didn't buy Laser League?
No.
No.
Did they send you a copy? Fun. They should have at least sent you a copy.
I'm sure they would.
It doesn't matter.
I asked for one, but it's not.
I'm saying you shouldn't have had to ask.
They what, it doesn't make like, no difference. Really whatever.
It's like a couch co-op type of,
yeah, no,
of game.
You wouldn't play it anyway.
Right. That's the thing.
It's not. It doesn't have the aesthetic.
It's not a party game. You can't just like sit some people down and say, hey, try this out, because you're going to be the one guy who knows how to play it.
And like you said before, none of the things that happen on screen are like really identifiable without you knowing ahead of time. It's not like there's little symbols that make sense and like, oh, that's obviously going to do this. It's all very, you know, it's like, what do you call it? It's vector graphics, right? Basically, it looks like that, like, you know, like lines. Everything's just like
it looks
simple
like
lines.
Like Star Wars?
It looks like Star Wars Arcade, yes. And
it didn't look like quite like that. Like I was thinking more like Fusion Frenzy. It had a little bit of that art style to it as well.
Does it even? It was, I don't know. It wasn't that memorable. Except for the fact that it bothered you so much, which was made it my favorite thing ever. So funny.
So
I'm used to losing, so I guess it didn't bother me that much. No, look at the graphics. They're very. I stick by my vector graphics.
That's fine.
Unfortunately for the game, I don't think like that's the type of thing that people are going to really want to like watch on Twitch. Like I'm sure they're going for like this esports thing, but. Like you said, Chip, you're more likely to figure out what's going on watching somebody play Overwatch, which is hard to believe, but that's a lot more.
Ollie was the name of their skateboard.
Yeah, we said that.
We said Ollie. I couldn't remember.
Well, you said Ollie twice.
Said it twice.
Eventually.
Or maybe you said it and someone else repeated it.
Sure.
So that counts. Was said twice.
What else we got?
I think they made a fun game for people who have like-minded players to play with.
Yeah, if you live in a dorm.
And if you live in a dorm, this could be a lot of fun.
But it's no Poi Poi and it's no Super Bomberman. Because both of those games are much easier to pick up.
What are these games? What is Forgotten Anne?
I forgot.
I like that name, though. Forgotten Anne.
Is it really spelled that way? Or is that
just
a
is.
Typo?
That's,
it is.
That's the correct incorrect way of spelling it, because I know a little bit of what it's an adventure game.
I figured as much. Yeah. I just like the name.
Yeah.
Forgotten.
Forgotten Anne. Oh, look at that. It's like a cartoon game.
By the way, shout out to tech-gaming.com for putting out these new game release lists every week, because this morning I checked, it wasn't up, and I was like, uh-oh. But when I came back tonight, we were good to go. So, and they do review, I bet you they reviewed a game like Forgotten, and is that some weird Japanese game?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else in new releases?
The definitive edition of Hitman.
All right. I did try Hitman on the Xbox One X to see what the enhancement was. And
well, how is that?
Wasn't that great.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't really do it for me.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Which of these Switch games are you guys picking up this week?
Oh, I didn't see. Let me look. Oh, so many to choose from.
Well, now, you know, because I'm convinced they're never going to release like something that's convenient for me to play Neo Geo games on, I'm just going to buy all the Switch Neo Geo games. It's not like they're going to release like a mini version of a Neo Geo that I could plug into my TV. Never going to happen. So I'm just going to buy those. Right? It's safe. That's a safe bet, right?
I guess.
They announced the Neo Geo Mini this
week. Yeah, I know they did. I mean, yes. They've had Neo Geo plug-in plays before.
I know, but this one, I guess, is like a little arcade game thing. A little arcade machine?
Yeah, it is. And you can plug it into your TV as well.
Yeah, and it's got 40 games on it, so that's kind of cool. I guess. Maybe.
I think I'm going to pick
up... Looks cool to me.
I think I'm going to pick up Garage. That sounds good.
You should Google it and tell me what
I did already. Okay, I was like,
what's Garage about?
I did just
Garage. No.
I had to type in Garage Switch and the price to find it. It's a.
Someone did not do their SEO marketing on that.
Yeah, that was weird. They should have called
it. That's why Forgotten Annie.
Wait, this is a zombie game?
Yep, Twin Stick.
Okay.
And it's called Garage. Because
why not call it like Zombie Garage?
When you think of
then something to Google.
When you think of twin stick zombie shooters, you think of Garage.
I call it a car hold.
Car hole.
Hold.
Hole. Car hole.
He says car. Mo says car hold.
No way, Jose.
Okay, let's go.
No way, Jose.
Let's see. I'm going to Frankie Act.
I'm not even looking it up. I don't even need to look it up. It's like looking up my middle name.
It's Car Hold.
No, it's not.
The D.
Show me.
No, I had to find it.
I refuse to waste the energy required to type that in because I know I'm right.
There's a thread on Reddit that is, does Mo say Car Hold or Car Hole?
Oh, shit.
Really? So I guess this is a thing. So let's see what Frankie has. Maybe I'm wrong.
What do you mean maybe?
After all these years.
I've seen that episode 5,000 times.
I can't seem to find. Nope, that's not it.
It doesn't make sense, car hole. That's not funny. Car hole is funny. You say, ooh, la-dee-da, Mr. Frenchman. Oh, what do you call it? Car hole. Car hold is not a joke. Car hold is just a word.
Mr. French. Because now it's... Oh, now that's
don't
not
waste your time,
up.
My man. I majored in that episode in college.
You majored in that episode?
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I absorbed it into my DNA.
I don't believe that.
Are you still looking this shit up?
I am still looking this shit up.
I don't think you're going to find a definitive answer.
You will, Frankiak.
I am. I'm on Frankiak right now, and I can't seem to find
it. I'll find it. You're just not good at this. Just look up Frenchman.
I did.
Here it is. It's the first one.
How come it's not showing up for me as the first one? What does it say?
Ooh, la-dee-da, Mr. Frenchman. What do you call it? A car hole.
I can't find it. I don't believe you.
Anyway, like I said,
I thought it was car hole. But
it doesn't make sense. It's not funny the other way. It's not. There's no joke there.
Yes. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out. What do we got? Are we done with the new releases?
Yes, you can go ahead and pass it.
Because the first thing I get is Marge looking at me and we've been separated for a day and I'm as dirty as a Frenchman. Oh God. So how is it you
it's
get
two words, not French. French man. La-di-da, Mr. French man. It's not Frenchman. All right. Mr. French.
Look at that, a car hole.
Yeah, I know. You didn't even know it was Frenchman, not Frenchman. How could you get to car hole? That's how behind you are. I'm sorry.
Anyway, where are we? What are we talking about?
There's very few things I know a lot about. Simpsons, the first 10 episodes of the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons are one of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very proud of that. As you can tell. Yes. As you can tell. All right, let's
clearly
move on.
It's an honest thing that a lot of people were confused about, but that's okay. Go on.
But they're dumb.
Yes. Clearly, I'm a dumb person.
You should trust me. Sorry, I'm smart enough to trust my Simpsons knowledge. That's all I'm saying.
Next time.
For the first 10 seasons, at least. Until I left college, and then I stopped watching. Okay. It's time for your Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff.
Great. You still playing that trash game?
I am. I picked up the charity skin. I think this is the first time. I don't know if they've done a charity skin before, but I'm going to say that it is. And they actually will sell you a skin for dollars, and all the proceeds go to charity. And I think that this is the first time that they've actually flat out sold a skin for dollars and not some other currency that you have to. So maybe the League skins, the Overwatch League skins. I don't know.
Now, is it true that the PlayStation 4 is charging more for the skin so they could take their cut?
I doubt it. I was surprised, actually, how much it cost. What do you think it cost?
I saw someone complaining about that online, that the PS4 charges a little more for the skin than the other consoles because they still take their cut.
Do you want to guess how much the skin cost?
$10.
Ship, you want to guess?
$8.
$15.
That's crazy.
I went to go buy it and I didn't know how much it cost. And I popped that screen up and I was, you know, it's just ready to click on it, right? And I was like, oh, that was more than I was expecting. I mean, I bought it, but
but you could buy a new game for that.
Yeah.
For the price of a skin.
I mean, I bought it because it all goes to charity and it's a good skin. And honestly, they should just be selling the fucking skins anyway, instead of just making me
do that. Not for $15 a pop.
Well, no. If they're going to do that, then I'm not, you know, you can keep it. You know, I'll just stick with the loot boxes. But yeah, I'm assuming that's because it was a charity thing. But I don't know. Or maybe it was also an experiment to see if they should start selling the skins for real dollars.
Who knows? Good luck.
Thank you. I'm still playing. I still like it. Okay. And the Overwatch, other news, Wombat, the Overwatch League finals are happening in New York at the Barclays Center.
Are we going?
I don't know. I want to go.
I know you do.
I want to go.
Do you want me to go with you? I could hold up a sign. It says GPD is my main.
That would be pretty fucking funny. Mm. We could both be the oldest people there.
Uh-huh.
It'd be fun.
Yes.
Brooklyn's far, though.
It is. I was going to say, I don't know how we would get there.
It's a bitch from Long Island. There's just, even though it's technically not far, it's like 17 miles, but it'll take you 2 hours somehow every time. What else we got here in your Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff? Well, maybe we should start with, you want to talk about the Xbox sales numbers? The controversy behind it was that EA's had some sort of conference call, and one of their executives sort of
leaked it.
Yeah, like indirectly. He said that, I don't know, he didn't give out.
He said that there was 103 million PS4 and Xbox consoles at the end of 2017.
And we knew how many Sony had sold because Sony announces the numbers.
Right.
So if you could do subtraction, then you could figure out how many Xbox sold. And it wasn't that many. It was half of what Sony had sold. But I don't know. Are you surprised by that? I thought that's sort of where we were headed. I guess it's a little lower.
It was less than half.
Was it? Let's see.
I mean, yeah.
73
versus 29.4.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that is less than half. I'm no math whiz, but that is definitely less than half. All right, that's pretty low.
I mean, we've gone into this so many times.
Yeah.
All the mistakes that Xbox made. But yes, it's a little bit surprising still that they are that far below what PS4. But you have to remember PS4 is outselling everything ever. So they've got that going against them as well, Xbox does.
Right.
Well, you know, Xbox had that awful, awful launch, which was damage they did to themselves. They released a console that wasn't as powerful as the PS4. The Xbox does not have the international market share that any Sony console has. And
they forgot to make games.
And it doesn't have the it doesn't have exclusives. It really it has one.
Don Matrick did a great job. Looking for a new job.
It's got more than one exclusive. It doesn't have the...
It doesn't have iconic characters.
Yeah, it doesn't have the Master iconic characters.
It has Master Chief.
Doesn't have a lot of things.
There's right. not like the Forza guy. You know that guy, the DJ guy? He's an iconic Xbox character.
I think the thing that killed it was just not being as powerful as the PS4, because that's the...
That was hard because that was a big thing. That was every game that came out those first 2 years. It was like, well, the Xbox One, here's the Digital Foundry side by side. And that was like the first 2 years with every third-party game. And it was always, well, if you want the best experience.
And the cheapest PS4. Console.
Yeah, and on a cheaper console, then, you know, yeah.
Right. If it was one thing, if the Xbox was $300 and it looked a little worse, but it was $100 more.
So that was just dumb. All for that stupid Kinect. All because of the Kinect.
It's Don's fault.
I wouldn't blame it all on the Kinect.
I do. The Kinect was the reason why it cost more, and it was the reason why it was not as powerful.
He's right.
I wouldn't blame it all on the Kinect. There's plenty of other
that
were made. There are other reasons but there's no other reason why it cost more and why it wasn't as powerful.
Right. The Kinect isn't the reason that they didn't secure a bunch of exclusive games in the year.
No, it's that they released a peripheral with actually no games on it.
Right.
Like, that was a good idea.
Yeah, that's the same. Oh, my God.
We're gonna have this exclusive peripheral. We're not going to make any software for it. It's going to cause every other game to look a little less good than our main competition, and it's going to cause this box to cost 20% more than the other console.
But you can say you can talk to it and it'll like turn on and stuff.
Yeah, which again, if that was the only feature, the camera is what made it cost so
stupid
much.
Stupid camera.
The camera is what ruined it. If the thing was an Amazon Echo or really just a Dot,
right?
That came with your Xbox, we would be having a very different conversation.
We can all agree. It was Don Matrick's fault.
Sure, we would.
We wouldn't be having that much different of a conversation.
Well, that'd be not that. There'd be
if there was a speaker in there to let you turn on and off your Xbox,
and you know, tells you the weather.
You're saying no. I think like Wombat's Cortana. Saying if, it, and also it cost $400 and it was just as powerful as the PS4.
But we'd still be in the same situation right now
because they forgot to make the games.
It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be 2-1. It would probably be like 1.8.
Right. Like it's. It comes
it would be
down,
slightly better.
It comes down to price in games more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sure.
And they don't have the games. They forgot to secure the games.
Yeah. I think Microsoft is still making a profit just from
Xbox I think they're doing
Live
fine.
There's gonna be another Xbox for sure.
Right.
Don't worry.
It's just that thing needs to launch with Xbox with games with gold and Games Pass and backwards compatibility.
Yeah, they're going to do all that. They're not going to fuck that up.
Yeah, if they could do that, if they launch with that, then it will again. Then we'll be having an even different conversation 10 years from now.
Ideally, so, the guy who's running the Xbox business isn't looking for a new job right about now, or in the next like year or two, because that certainly did not help. The guy that Matrick left for Zynga like 2 months after the fucking thing came out. Or after he announced it at E3. I don't even know if he waited till it came out. He was gone before it came out.
Yeah.
And then he left Zynga? How do you even say that shit?
Bazinga.
Zynga. He left like 2 years later. And I don't know where he's working now.
Is there still a Zynga?
I think so. He's not there.
I don't know. Great. I'm sure his friends have some words for him.
Whatever. Maybe he's working at Walmart Canada.
Leaking games? Oh, I get it. Now I know why you're... I get it.
Did you know about this news story already?
I did, but I wasn't putting two and two together. I just got your joke.
It only took an hour and 3 minutes for you to get that joke.
Good joke.
Thank you.
An hour, 3 minutes, and 49 seconds.
Uh-huh. So I know Wombat's most excited about Lego DC Villains.
Oh, is that one of the leaks? That sounds good.
It's one of the leaks.
I'm on board.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, totally.
I guess the weirdest leak is Rage 2.
Definitely.
That's the one that it's like, huh? Everything else like kind of made sense. It's stuff that like you would expect, like Borderlands 3, Assassin's Creed, what else was on there? Splinter Cell, which we all thought was coming just because there hasn't been one, and suddenly he shows up in Wildlands. Gears 5, like all that stuff that you would expect. Rage 2 is not something that I have been thinking was a thing.
Mm-mm.
What is that going to be? Like
Battle Royale.
Even that getting leaked in this manner, which it's just a title.
You still don't know anything. It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Could be VR. Maybe not that.
I doubt it's that.
What do you remember about the original Rage?
Nothing.
I'll tell you. I remember. I think I may have finished it.
Oh, I definitely finished it.
It was an apocalyptic. It took place in an apocalyptic world like Mad Max, and it was known for having good graphics. And it was a first-person shooter. That's pretty much it. What else?
I remember it was open world, but there was nothing to do in the open world.
You just drove around.
You just drove around, and you fast traveled with like sewers or something. And there was a really weird economy where it was all out of whack, because you would like go and find parts and like trade them in, but it didn't. I remember there being something where you could get way overpowered, or it didn't make any sense.
I could see it being a battle royale game for sure.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
The first game was so minimal. Like it was like I remember it being compared to like a Borderlands style, but it like a more like a different art style. Like it was more like realistic. It wasn't the cell shaded stuff, but it, like, that's where it stopped. Like the comparison stopped because everything was like just stripped down and there was like really not that much to do.
Yeah, you just shoot dudes in the head.
Yeah, which it was fun to shoot dudes in the head.
Yep, that part worked well.
Yeah. But Rage 2, all right.
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
But everything else you pretty much expected, right? I mean, there's not that many surprises.
Do we know what this Destiny Comet thing is? I don't remember.
It's probably just the add-on.
An add-on, right?
Yeah.
NBA 2K19.
Did we
know that was coming?
I don't know. That might be fake.
All right. There's Forza Horizon 5.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
That seems soon, right?
Well, no, they're on the schedule.
I know, they're on the schedule.
Last year they did Forza, and this year they do Horizon.
I know. And even with them being like light on exclusives, it just seems soon again to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Those games are so big. I think that's part of the problem.
I didn't finish the. I have not finished.
How could three. You?
Yeah.
I don't
four?
Think
what are we on
to.
Now? Four?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no. Are we? No.
Three.
How did we get to five?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it is a mistake. Maybe it isn't all accurate. Maybe we're all overthinking something that we're going to know the information in about a month. So who cares?
Right. Exactly. All right, what else we got here? Bum, bum, ba, dum, bum. A couple of Fortnite stories that are sort of interesting.
Are they, though?
Well, one is Epic Games is suing a 14-year-old because he was streaming himself cheating in Fortnite. So he didn't create, it's not like he created some sort of cheat or anything like that. He just streamed himself cheating, and I guess he linked to where you could get the cheat from in his YouTube description.
Okay.
And then, you know, of course they like went after his channel and they shut his channel down, and he just kept starting new channels and kept doing it over and over again. And so they decided to sue him, and then they found out he was a 14-year-old. And they're still going after him, but there's like questions about what, you know, he's so young, whether he can actually, you know, agree with the terms of service and stuff like that. So anyway, it sounds like they're still going after him. And, yeah, he just really wanted to show off that he knew how to cheat. And
sounds stupid and unnecessary for all people around.
I mean, the problem is I get it. It's not the great situation to go after a 14-year-old, but then again, like, look, the parents aren't doing their job, and you can't just let this go. Otherwise, when somebody else does it, they'll be like, "Oh, you let that guy do it," you know. So you sort of
is that what it is, or is it maybe
you have to enforce it,
or maybe you just update your game so that cheat no longer works. Mm. As soon as that cheat's exposed,
they do that.
Have to update your game so the cheat doesn't work.
They do that, but you can't just do it like snapping your fingers.
That's not the streamer's fault.
Well, it is.
It's not illegal.
Well, you're violating their copyright, basically, is what you're doing, because you're taking their software and you're changing it. Yeah. So I don't know. It's weird. It's not a good look, I guess, for the company, but they sort of have to do it, because otherwise.
This is why I don't play Fortnite.
It's the cheaters. That's what's stopping me from winning. It's all these 14-year-olds cheating.
All these 14-year-olds cheaters.
The other Fortnite story is that Ninja, the guy who's making $500,000 a month streaming Fortnite, started cursing less on stream for, you know, obvious reasons. A lot of kids are watching, and of course, it's good for business. But he's getting a lot of blowback from his fans who are calling him a sellout. But, I mean, really, look, you know, he knows that kids are watching because it's Fortnite and it's popular for kids. So what's he supposed to do? Ban the kids from watching?
No, people are stupid.
People are
stupid. Congratulations. Right. Welcome to the internet.
So what he's going to do, I think, is have different streams at different times, and which makes a lot of sense.
And Ninja After Dark.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense. And
sure.
Look, this guy, he's got tremendous fame in like a really short period of time. And he's making the right call here, I think. And the worst thing he could do would be like listening to people if people are complaining about something stupid like this, the best thing to do is to ignore them. So that's something. Let's move on to Nintendo. I know, Shipwreck, you're very excited about this next piece here.
The charging stand? The $20 charging stand?
You're excited that Nintendo put out an accessory that seemed to be priced reasonably.
Yeah, that was surprising, right? Like, they released the picture and I like clicked on it. And I'm like, oh gosh, how much is this thing going to be? And it's only $20, but it comes with a catch. So this is just a little stand that you can like kind of adjust the kickstand on it, and you can charge it, which is nice. You need to charge this thing because the batteries on them are not great. Doesn't come with a charging cable though. It's just the stand.
Oh.
Yeah. So certain USB 3 or USB-C cables can charge the Switch. So it's not like it's that expensive to go get one of those.
Hmm.
But, and you can't use this like as a dock. Like it's not going to be like output to your TV because it doesn't have HDMI. So it's just really a stand for you to charge it on, which I'm still interested in getting because I'm constantly looking to charge this thing. And I have to, no matter where I'm at in my house, I have to walk it back downstairs to the basement to charge it.
But yeah, that's lame.
It's just weird that they...
Why not charge $25 and put a cable in there?
Right. It's a strange business decision to constantly be leaving out power cables.
That's the Nintendo way.
Speaking of the Nintendo way, Nintendo released some new details about Nintendo Online, which is coming in September. They released a list of NES games that have... We're going to have updated features, I guess. Just online play? Is that the...
Online play, and I'm sure you can, like, save save anywhere probably on them and stuff like that. I would hope. I don't know. Maybe I'm assuming too much.
I think so.
So everybody who wanted to play Balloon Fight over the internet. Again.
So they've only announced 10 of the 20, but boy, is that a uninspiring list.
Well, it's, you know, it's old Nintendo games. I mean, I have a Nintendo Mini, though, so whatever.
Well, that's the thing, is that we have all these.
Yep.
Nobody's looking to play tennis and
you know what's missing?
A lot of things.
Popeye.
You're not getting Popeye.
I know. What's the I'm still the only thing that honestly boggles me the most. Oh, I know why. It's like, really, King Features Syndicate? You're holding on to that? You're going to play hardball with Nintendo? Popeye is such a well-known franchise at this point in time.
It's worth basically nothing.
Yeah, people are clamoring to get their hands on more Popeye memorabilia that you're going to play hardball with Nintendo about putting this on the console.
I'm a little confused, actually, about this classic game thing. I thought they said they were going to add, like, it was going to be two different games a month. Did they change?
They changed that.
They did.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Okay, so now it's just going to be like a more of like a
like here's
Game
a bunch
Pass
of games.
Situation.
Here's a bunch of games, yeah.
Game Pass for NES games.
Yes.
God, that's not an attractive...
No, if it was like Super Nintendo games and Nintendo 64 games,
no,
that might be
interesting. It's better, but it's not. It's still not...
GameCube games.
Yeah.
Eternal Darkness.
Well, if they were taking the best games from all these systems, that's one thing.
Or even some of the indie games that are out now. I mean, it's not like Microsoft and PlayStation are giving those away every month. Why not do that on the Switch? All the games are there. Here's your Super Meat Boy. Go to town.
Yeah, they're only getting $20 a year for it. What do you expect?
Or $35 if you do the Family Pass.
And what's up with that? Are you going to be able to just share that with your friends? Or
eight
yes.
people?
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't act. Friends are the family that you choose.
Really? No, I mean, you think they're just going to let... No.
I'm like, what?
No.
I mean, I didn't make up the saying.
No. I'm not talking about the saying. I wasn't asking really about the saying. I mean...
Oh, what a car hole.
I'm asking, is Nintendo really going to allow eight people to divvy up a $20 service?
How would they know?
Because... I don't know. There's ways to do it so you can limit it.
No, I think people are already plotting their course.
I don't know.
To only spend $4 a year.
I don't think they're going to let that happen. I think they're going to want to hold on to that $20.
I don't know. People want to play Balloon Fight as cheaply as possible.
They do, indeed. It's not, you know.
And this does give you the ability to have online cloud saves now as well.
All right.
And to use that pretty sweet solution for that
voice chat
through your smartphone.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be paying this $20. Unless they come out.
I know I won't be paying.
Unless they come out with some amazing multiplayer game that I need to play. Like Mario Hockey or something. But
would that do it? I don't even think that would be enough.
I would love a great... I like those arcade Mario tile, like
sure.
Striker.
I like ice hockey.
Does the soccer
play
one
ice hockey with the fat guy and the skinny guy?
Yeah, imagine how good that could be with a real 3D game, like in the vein of Superstar. What was the soccer Striker something?
Yeah, I know
Superstar Mario Striker. That shit was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for that shit.
All right.
Anyone playing more God of War? You guys stalled out on.
I played a bunch.
Okay.
I might be further along than you now.
You might be. I haven't played much.
Oh, yeah. I played a bunch. So,
are you liking it?
Yeah.
Good.
I do. I like it a lot, which I said before. People still got mad at me and said, why don't I like it? But I like it a lot.
Why don't you like it as much as they do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time.
It's long.
I can't say anything because it's a big spoiler. But I got a thing, you know, I'm at a point where you get a thing.
You're on Uranus?
That's a thing. Yeah, I got the spiked anal clamp of Loki.
You got Aquaman's trident?
Yeah, I got Aquaman's trident. No, I got a thing.
Good.
I'm using it, cool. And it's a thing I got.
Sweet.
people who played the game know what I'm talking about. They're like, oh, that's where you are. So.
All right. Let's move on to cheapy, stupid PC corner. Stupid PC, PC, PC corner. I should have that say. I've got a new monitor. I got a new gaming monitor. It hasn't actually come yet. It's coming tomorrow. But I bought this. I was on Best Buy, and I saw that they were selling this 27-inch Acer Predator 1440p monitor with G-Sync. And it was a refurb, but it was only $430. And those things are normally like $800. So I bought it. And it's, you know, it's got like the high frame, high refresh rate, which I've never experienced before. So I'm excited to check it out, and I'll let you know about it next week. And in preparation for that, I bought one of those monitor arms, so that just clamp to your desk, so you don't have to have your monitor on a stand. It just swivels and all that shit. So I bought one to test out with one of my current monitors, and they're like $30 on Amazon, and they're fantastic. Really, it's amazing. I think I paid like $20 for this like plastic stand that it's standing on now. And I could have had this high-tech arm thing. So, yeah. I think we got to end the show so we can do the Avengers spoiler show. It's already so late.
Yes, I think we need to do that.
Okay. So let's thank everybody for watching. Let's remind everybody to get their special offer by going to harrys.com/CAG. And that's it.
Bread's done, part one.
All right, this is our Avengers Infinity War spoiler discussion. Obviously, there are spoilers coming. Right away, they're going to be spoilers, so be prepared.
In 3, 2, 1.
Everybody
dies. Gamora's dead.
Or is she?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they do drop her off a cliff. But then at the end, there's like there's that scene where little girl Gamora is back there again when he goes into the stone. So she might come back. What'd you think of the movie?
I liked it. I mean, the ending is pretty brutal.
Yes. It's dark.
It's very dark. You know, I didn't know. I went into the movie completely spoiler free. I didn't even see the trailers or anything. I knew I had heard that. You know, I got the gist that the ending was controversial, or something happened in the ending that was sad or controversial. So I had a feeling that at least somebody died. I didn't know what the situation was, and you know, we were going to see it with Ty. So I tried to like give him the heads up that sometimes people die in the movies and then they come back later. So don't, you know, if something happens like that, you shouldn't be too upset. I told him the story about when I saw Superman 2 and Superman loses powers and I started crying in the movie theater and wanted to leave and everything worked out. But he was not prepared. I did not prepare him at all. And he was very upset and he was bummed out for a couple of days after that.
Sure. I can imagine that.
It's pretty mean to make people suffer through Groot dying twice.
That's a different one.
I know. But it's the same.
And is he really dead? I don't think anyone that disappeared is dead.
Nobody's dead.
No one that disappeared is dead.
No. Maybe Logan.
Although the Spider-Man one was pretty cool. You know, he ad-libbed that scene. Tom Holland.
It was a little cheesy. Like,
everything he says,
I thought it was a little much to like try to pull those extra heartstrings because he's younger. Like,
I mean, a lot of people like that scene.
Well, I'm sure.
The scene where you realize, okay, for nobody's sure dead. All these people aren't dead.
Right.
Because it's like, you see them like fade out Black Panther.
Well,
like,
there's another Spider-Man movie coming. So
right. Yeah.
That's the first giveaway. It's like, Spider-Man movie.
That's
already been announced.
Right. And that's the reason. Like the Spider-Man one is the one you're like, well, I can't really put too much stock into it.
Well, Black Panther's also gone too, and he's coming back.
The Black Panther was the first one. You're like, huh, okay, well, that doesn't seem likely.
And biggest grossing movie ever.
Right.
And they've announced a third Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So,
but anybody can be in a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
I guess. But they could do the Sylvester Stallone team.
They've had so many incarnations of Guardians of the Galaxy.
That, they sure that is true.
That yes. That's not really
rebootable.
Yeah, I mean, but
yeah,
yeah, like coming out of the gates, just killing Heimdall and Loki, like right out of the gate. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, and I think, and they're dead. They're dead, I think, you know, because they were killed by traditional methods. We don't know where Valkyrie is. We don't know where Korg is. They weren't shown. They could very well be alive.
Right.
Hmm.
So that's a thing. I'd like Valkyrie to still be alive. I want there to be...
They were
make
both on the ship on the end of Ragnarok?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both on the ship. They could make like a real Defenders movie with the actual comic book Defenders with Hulk and Doctor Strange and Valkyrie. That'd be a bet. That's better than the TV Netflix TV Defenders.
What was up with Hulk in Infinity War? How come he was like?
He's got like a erectile dysfunction, but
he's gonna have a big role in the second one. That's what's up with him.
Yeah, they'll find it. And it's like, oh, I'm Hulk again. I got my Hulkness
right.
Back.
Hulk, you have to neuter him in this film, or like that's why you got beat up right at the beginning, is mm-hmm. because he's too powerful.
Right, they have to shut him down.
Or maybe they do like, maybe they, you know, it's a lot of this has to do also with contracts and a lot of what they say about these contracts I'm particularly suspect of. Because in one conversation, it's like, oh, Scarlett Johansson's contract is up. And then the next week, it's like, the writer for the Black Widow movie has just been announced. So I'm like, well, maybe her contract's not so up then.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, Chris Evans keeps talking about how his contract is up, but I don't even know if I buy that either. Like, I think he just wants to be done, which is different.
No, I mean, they do a good job with these movies. The jokes were funny. People laughed.
All the stuff with you know, the Guardians and Thor, that all those interactions were very funny and very good. I like those. I like that it was, I mean, in many ways, it felt kind of almost like Thor was the character that was the thread for all of this, which I think was a good choice, especially coming off of a very successful Thor Ragnarok. You know, they didn't know that when they were making this movie, but in hindsight, wow, did that really work out for them? Because they really put a lot of it on, okay, Chris Hemsworth, you're the connective character between all of these. Basically, it plays out in many ways like 5 episodes of a TV show. So they needed something to kind of connect these TV show episodes together. I think he did a good job because that probably was, you know, it can't be that easy to do.
Right. So do we have theories about what happened at the end?
Everyone's probably in the Soul Stone. Is that the one that they're in? Because that's where their souls go, into the Soul Stone.
Okay.
And it's that's
probably it. I mean,
yeah, some
they
sort
could,
of secret.
They could just be in a different dimension.
Secret Wars.
Right. Secret Wars is what we both came to that like
theory. If Shipwreck and I both think it's Secret Wars, then guess what it's going to be?
Not Secret Wars.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not familiar with the new Secret Wars, only the old ass.
The new Secret Wars is, I mean, they couldn't do it verbatim because it's a Doctor Doom.
We'll
see what happens. So Dr. Doom is able to rewrite reality, and he rewrites reality to be what he wants it to be, and it's this battle world, and all the different comic book universes are actually separated now onto the planet Earth, and he controls it all, and it's all very weird, and it's a good read. But it's also how Marvel basically rebooted everything and kind of merged everything into one and was able to get rid of, like, if there was the Ultimate Captain America and there was regular Captain America, but they wanted Ultimate Captain America to be regular Captain America, this was how they did it. They didn't do that with Captain America, but that's the example I'm using. They did it with Wolverine. Like, there was Old Man Logan and there was Wolverine, and they're like, nope, now there's just Old Man Logan. So there you go.
Yeah, I think they were whisked away to the Fox universe, the Fox dimension, where they'll find all these other characters and bring
like they could totally do that. Like, they could say, and now everything's, now here's this, or now Captain America is played by, you know, this woman. So, Yeah, that would be their way to be able to do
it.
Funny. As opposed
to, it's smart, actually. You're probably right about that.
It's all, you know.
Except he didn't disappear, though.
No, the five original Avengers did not disappear. Yeah. They're all still there.
And do
at
we think...
It's Hawkeye, we don't really know, but...
Do we think that Doctor Strange saw all the possible outcomes and he's...
This is the one?
Yeah, like this is that's part
clearly,
of the plan, right?
That's clearly what's... You've played that Mortal Kombat Annihilation video game. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I think this is all Doctor Strange's plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's got to figure it out.
Yeah. Because Doctor Strange is, you know, he doesn't make mistakes.
He's the man.
Right. Wong is still just hanging out
in that house on Bleecker.
Right.
Doctor Strange doesn't make mistakes except when he's driving his Lambo.
Did you find it interesting that they never named the bad guys the Thanos friends?
That they didn't?
The Thanos friends? Yeah, they never said their names. Most of their names.
Peter.
I like Peter the guy, the telekinesis guy.
Is that Ebony Maw?
Yeah, it's Ebony Maw.
He's cool.
You know why they didn't say his name?
Because it's dumb.
Yes.
Right.
You mean Proxima Midnight isn't a name that you're going to...
Yeah, why even bother telling them?
Roll off the tongue?
The fact I didn't know their names, and it made no difference to my enjoyment of the movie.
Corvus Glaive? That's not a name that... I don't know the names of the other two off the top of my head. There was two more, right? I
couldn't even keep
guy.
Track of which ones were which.
Some of them even look the same.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know what their powers were, really.
Yeah, it's just like, and these are bad guys.
Right.
Except the telekinesis guy, which
right,
why,
telekinesis.
Why was cool.
We need to do something about telekinesis guy.
Yeah, they gave
just wrecking shop.
I'm surprised they didn't, again, like, he didn't say his name, because he seemed egotistical enough to make sure that Doctor Strange knew it, but whatever.
It's all part of the plan.
Yep.
All right. Well, it sounds like everybody liked it except for Ty. Now, Ty liked it. He says that he liked the movie, but he still gets sad or anything about it. All the dead.
Yeah,
games.
But think of how many moments are going to be the next one where people come into the fray at the right time.
Right.
I'll say happy this times. Much. It my son, I don't think had much, you know, I don't think he thinks about it too much. I mean, it's not like I ask him, like, hey, you thinking about Avengers? And my daughter, it actually made her more interested in the other movies more than she was before. Like, she hasn't watched them as much as, say, I have. So it was interesting because I think she liked it a lot. She wasn't depressed about it. It actually is like, oh, yeah, I like these characters. So
good. They're dead.
Mm-hmm. She actually bought a little Groot toy after the, you know, since seeing it. Which
what
I don't think
what do we think
done.
About Vision? Is it going to be White Vision now?
Yeah, I think they're going to do that. I mean, it makes sense. They'll do the White Vision where he doesn't have his memories
and emotions.
Yeah, and he's just kind of a robot, and then he'll get him back, and then he'll make his daughter, and then they'll do a Champions movie after all this, right? That's coming with Tom Holland and Shuri from Black Panther and Viv Vision and Nova and some other kid they'll find.
So many.
Groot. Maybe they'll just have, like, you know, 20-something Groot. That would work.
Groot Squad?
Yeah, Groot Squad. Hooah.
Hooah. All right. I think it's time for bed.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening again. For still listening. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week.
Brett is now done.
Ass. Titties, ass and titties, ass, titties, titties, ass and titties, ass, titties, ass and titties, ass, titties, titties, ass and titties, big booty bitches that's wearing guests, come on ho, let's go to the easy rest, when I see ass, titties, ass and titties, ass, titties, titties, ass and titties, big booty bitches that's wearing guests, come on ho, let's go to the easy rest. Buy you hope, cause bitch, I'm rich, I see broke assholes. keep shaking.